Well, it's a different kind of wall at the border. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have to have a wall of people, very highly trained people, terrific, dedicated patriots. That's what they are.
President Trump on ABC as he considers a big increase to the deployment to stop that caravan of Central American migrants on its way.
President Trump says 10 to 15,000 troops could be deployed to the border on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and other law enforcement agencies. The Pentagon already announced the deployment of more than 5,000 active duty troops to the border at the request of the Department of Homeland Security.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president rallied Republicans near Fort Myers, Florida last night, the first of 11 rallies in 8 states before the midterm elections, and he said he can end birthright citizenship, claiming the Constitution does not specifically allow it.
Hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrant children are made automatic citizens every year because of this crazy policy.
Now, the ACLU and Democrats, some Republicans, disagree with him and say he cannot overwrite the 14th Amendment with an executive order. The president started that rally saying he grieves for the victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting spree and praising law enforcement that stopped it.
As bad as it was, and it was bad, it could have been far worse. They were unbelievable.
The accused gunman returns to court today. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, Robert Bowers is expected to be in that courtroom to face charges of murder, hate crimes, obstructing in the practice of religion, and other crimes. Yesterday, a grand jury issued a 44-count indictment against him. It comes as 3 more funerals are planned for today for a husband and wife, as well as a dentist who worked part-time treating refugees and immigrants. 11 people were killed in Saturday's attack, where authorities say Bowers raged against Jews. He's still in jail without bail, Dave.
Tanya, American investigators are in Indonesia to help solve the mystery of why a new Boeing plane crashed Monday shortly after the Lion Air flight took off from Jakarta, killing all 189 people on board. Divers have recovered the flight data recorder. This is Fox News. Days before the midterm elections, a lot of Democrats keep campaigning on health care.
It was an issue Republicans took Democrats to task over to win big gains in 2010 and 2014. But this time around, it's Democrats who are putting the GOP on defense on health care, especially the issue of coverage of pre-existing conditions. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigning for Democrats, accusing Republicans of lying when they say they want to keep those protections. But Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News at night,
"We are going to protect pre-existing conditions, period."
Now, according to a Wall Street Journal analysis, nearly 44% of Democrats' campaign ads this cycle focus on health care, while only 21% for Republicans do. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Edmund Zagorski only has 12 hours left to live. He's scheduled to die tonight in Tennessee, sitting in the electric chair. He chose that method of execution because he says that he believes that the execution would be quicker and the lethal injection protocol could fail. He'll always be number 44 for the San Francisco Giants. Baseball Hall of Famer Willie McCovey has died.
Willie McCovey garnered the reputation of being one of the scariest hitters for pitchers to face from his very first Major League Baseball game, going 4-for-4 with 2 singles and 2 triples against Hall of Famer Robin Roberts. He would wind up with a .354 batting average that year, earning National League Rookie of the Year honors in 1959. McCovey spent many years at the heart of the Giants batting order alongside Willie Mays, earning nicknames like Stretch and Big Mac, helping guide the Giants to the World Series in 1962. They would follow the New York Yankees in 7 games, and that's as close as McCovey would get to being a World Series champ. He would end up a 6-time All-Star during his time with the Giants, leading the league in home runs through 3 of those seasons, and the NL leader in RBIs for 1968 and 1969, earning Most Valuable Player in the latter season. Willie McCovey was 80 years old. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are up more than 100 points before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Memphis on Main in Champaign is closing today after their lease was not renewed. Its owner said the bar was doing well financially and hopes to reopen relatively soon. Zach Sickler is the bar's managing partner. Police have identified the suspect in a North Champaign shooting. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of 20-year-old Jaylaquan Robertson of Champaign, suspected in Tuesday's non-fatal shooting, on charges of aggravated battery with a firearm. Bond has been set at $500,000. Urbana School's Assistant Superintendent Samuel Bindum has been placed on leave for an unspecified reason, according to an email sent by Superintendent Don Owen to school staff Wednesday. Bindum has been the district's Assistant Superintendent of Learning and Instruction since 2017. Urbana school officials did not respond to requests for additional information. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hi, I'm Justin Gintz with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. If you played sports growing up, your coach probably said something along the lines of, there's no I in team. Well, this is an important mindset to have while playing organized sports. Here at the 217 Mortgage Team, we believe there is an I in team. I am here for you every step of the way while purchasing your next home. I represent what's best for you, and I will work harder for you than anyone else. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team with Illinois National Bank because I want to work hard for you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. That's what we need, flowers.
Sure.
Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good, happy Thursday, November 1.
Mm-hmm.
We fall back on the clock Saturday into Sunday, meaning it'll be light at this time next week. Here we go with weather, Diane Ducey.
And as soon as we hit November, we start thinking Thanksgiving. So think about that centerpiece from Blossom Basket Florist also.
Thanksgiving 3 weeks from today.
Exactly.
3 weeks from today.
Wow. We've got rainy conditions. Wind gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. Today's high 47, down to around 39 this evening. Still that 60% shot at showers going on. But we've got partly sunny conditions expected tomorrow. High 62, low 37. Up into the 60s on Saturday with sunshine, down to around 46 at night, and 69 expected on Sunday with a 60% chance of showers. Right now, the temperature's at 45 with the light rain. ESPN 93.5.
All right, so glad you're alive. Semi-alert at this hour of the morning. It's real easy to sleep when it's cold and wet. Little lovey-doggy wouldn't go out today. Mm-mm. Dark and wet. Are you kidding me? Not a chance. Text Janet and said, okay, big white one's okay. Little lovey-dovey is not interested in using the outside. So there's that. Anyway, that's the way it goes to little puppies, little babies. Good to have you along. I'm Stevie J. Don't think about cooking tonight. Go to Houlihan's. Houlihan's Restaurant does their Thursday thing. They did the patio play, of course. Now they're doing inside lounge performers. And Vinny Santinelli is on the microphone tonight. So what you do, you go to Houlihan's, say hey to Sam, and then you just enjoy something like that wedge steak salad I had with my friend last week. So I had the steak wedge, and you could go do that or get a steak or do whatever you want at Houlihan's Restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget Vinny Santinelli on the microphone tonight.
Very talented.
It's Houlihan's, all part of the iHotel and Conference Center, best property in America. Right here in Champaign-Urbana, south of the State Farm Center. One of my really good guys is Boyd Matheson, writes for the Deseret News, Salt Lake City, Utah, where it is dark and it is 6:09 in Salt Lake City. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm just fine and dandy. Boyd, where are we on this? I voted. It's no longer election day. It's election season. It's kind of like deer season. It's election season. So where are we? What are you feeling with those astute political veins of yours?
So I think we know very little, even though it is an entire season and not just limited to a day, as early voting and vote by mail continues to sweep the country there. It does create some interesting dynamics. I think some interesting things to watch as we go down the home stretch here. One, as it relates to the Senate, I think the Republicans will not only hold the Senate, they may actually pick up two or three seats. You could end up with a 53, 54 seat majority for the Republicans. It's just a really tough map for Democrats. The House is the real wild card. Obviously, it's going to come down to places like California and New York with heavy population centers, so there's lots of seats there, and those tend to be very blue in nature. So that's really where the Democrats are focusing their money and their efforts. I'm thinking this is going to be, whoever takes the House will be razor thin margin. I think it could be as few as, you know, five or six votes one way or another in the House. So there's no big blue wave coming from what I see, maybe a little prop wash that could get them control of the House, which would be big. And Stevie, I think the one thing I think we're not factoring into this race is we always talk about, you know, President Trump's out there rallying the base. He's got 11 events in the next 5 days. You've got people like Joe Biden and Barack Obama are out there, you know, rallying their base. And most people say, well, this election will come down to the independents. And I actually don't think it's going to be the independents that decide it. It's a new class of voter that our friend Scott Rasmussen calls the disengaged voters. These are people who have voted regularly over the last several cycles. So they're good voters, center left and center right, who are just so exhausted and exasperated by all of the rhetoric and the anger and everything coming out of Washington that they've sort of disconnected. They're not taking polls. So the poll results are a little suspect because you're only getting people on the far left and the far right taking the polls. And so it's going to be really come down to, will either party give these disengaged voters who have decided they're better off just focusing on their family, neighborhood, community, careers, and life than to pay close attention to the political process anymore? Does anyone give them a good reason to actually show up and cast a vote on Tuesday?
Well, I tell you what, it's hot and heavy out there. And, you know, I think the whole Brett Kavanaugh hearings, it didn't just motivate people. It made me afraid because it's the first time I can cite that a sitting senator would say it's guilty and the presumption of innocence is on him. That scared me.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of fear coming off of Halloween yesterday. Yeah, that was the easy stuff. Now we have the real fear things going on. And here's a couple of things to think about as it relates to fear. I think you're right in terms of, you know, what both parties are willing to do, because what are they afraid of? They're afraid of losing power, and that is driving all of their decisions. And that's a sad thing because as voters, we have to ask two questions. First, if I'm electing someone who is so afraid of losing power, they're never going to have the ability to show political courage on anything, because every decision they make, every vote they cast is going to be based on fear of losing power. You never show courage when you're functioning from a position of weakness and fear. But then we also have to look in the mirror, Stevie J. This is the hard part for all of us. We have to look in the mirror as voters, as citizens, and say, what am I afraid of? Because as sad as this is, Congress has an approval rating of 11%. 11%. I mean, that is lower than Vladimir Putin and Raul Castro.
Wow. That's pretty low.
We re-elect incumbents at a rate of over 90%.
Yeah.
Over 90% of the incumbents that are running this year will win re-election.
Yeah.
And so that's a we the people problem. What are we afraid of? Are we afraid of losing influence from our representative? Is it okay to blast everyone else in Washington? But, you know, I kind of like my representative. She's okay. I can live with her.
No, right. I get it. No, you're
okay.
Absolutely right. Happens nationally, happens statewide as well. But I'm telling you, though,
it's
I've been for term limits forever. Why can't we just go work 8 years, come back and get our pharmacy job back? Come on, Boyd.
You are exactly right. I am so with you. But here's the other key to that. Term limits for members, I think it should be 12 years, so two terms in the Senate.
Right.
You can go for six in the House
All
if
right.
you like.
Good.
But there also needs to be term limits for staff. People should go to Washington and work, and then they should go back into the private sector.
Well, what, you mean the 400,000 workers at the IRS maybe ought to change out a little bit. You know, term limits for the bureaucrats is what you're saying, right? Maybe.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Boyd, how do people read you? Deseret News, how do we find that?
DeseretNews.com is where they can give me, or at Boyd Matheson on Twitter. And we always enjoy our conversations. It's always elevating.
Well, it's always great having you on. By the way, former Chief of Staff of Senator Mike Lee, and after what Brett Kavanaugh went through, maybe your friend Senator Lee will say, I'm good.
I'll pass. Yeah. I don't know anyone. And what a sad commentary that is, Stevie J. Imagine a president calling someone saying, hey, I'd like to put you on the Supreme Court, and the person saying, yeah, not interested. That'd be a sad day for the country.
I'd rather be interviewed by 60 Minutes, right? Man.
Easy.
Listen, thank you, Boyd. It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, DBJ. All the best.
Boyd Matheson, Salt Lake City, Utah, Deseret News. I think he's really, really sharp.
Mm-hmm.
716 ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines coming up.
In the 101st District, conservative reformer Dan Calkins is the right choice for our families. As our state representative, Dan Calkins will lead the fight for lower taxes, balanced budgets, and good-paying jobs. Dan Calkins shares our Central Illinois values. He's endorsed by pro-life advocates, Second Amendment supporters, and the Illinois Farm Bureau Activator. Change Springfield. On November 6th, elect Dan Calkins to fight for us.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX man. There's a time for work, there's a time for play, there's a time to do things you don't do every day, there's a place to go for tools and machines, and people with knowledge about these things. We've been here since 53 to meet your rental needs. When the time comes, we're the place for everything. Rental City.
Headlines, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey, 717.
What's trending is the University of Maryland fired football coach DJ Durkin one day after his reinstatement. Evidently, a lot of pushback on what the Maryland Board of Regents decided with the recommendation to, you know, say that maybe he was accused unfairly about the toxic environment and all that.
Yep, and the pushback was quick and immediate, and Maryland said, oh, okay, you're out.
Okay. So Illinois takes on Minnesota after being beat by Maryland last week. 2:30 kickoff coming up. It's Dad's Day and a salute to our military. And they'll be grappling at the Grove. You're going to catch some wrestling at 12:30. So good stuff happening in Grange Grove if you want to check that out. National League football on the West Coast. It's Oakland at San Francisco. Denver beat the Bulls in overtime 108-107. Pacers over the New York Knicks 107-101. We had Vancouver beat the Blackhawks 4-2. They've got Edmonton tonight. St. Louis Blues are in action also. I was just reading about Jose Quintana and how they are going to exercise a one-year contract next season, $2.5 million. So that's going on with the Cubs organization also.
Keep pitching for the Cubs for another
2019
year.
2019 option.
Okay. Sheriff Dan Walsh is unemployed next Wednesday morning.
Okay.
We'll chat with Dan Walsh coming up here in the next few minutes. ESPN 93.5 here to check your weather forecast.
Well, it's rainy this morning. We've got a high of 47. We're at 45 now and 39 hour low tonight. A 60% chance of showers. Wind gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. Could see some rain overnight, but by Friday, partly cloudy and a high 60, low 37. Up towards 60 on Saturday with the sunshine down to around 46. Mid-60s by Sunday with a 60% chance of showers. 45 now on ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Partnerships built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are higher. Yesterday, stocks rallied to close out one of the worst months of the bull market. Tech shares like Netflix and eBay rising more than 5% in yesterday's session. Tech companies are playing a bigger role in politics. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter have spent more in lobbying in the past 2 years than in any other 2-year period. Many analysts are expecting another record quarter for Apple when the company reports earnings after the closing bell, raising prices for its iPhone to almost $1,000 has been really good for Apple's bottom line. And Tesla says its self-parking summon feature is getting an upgrade. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Go see Ben Quattrone at Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, and test drive something. The wipers work on every darn vehicle. So go see Dale and you.
Need that today.
Yeah, and it's November 1. What a good month to start off with a cool Honda Accord lease. Some of the numbers are fantastic. BMW numbers, if you go in there and say, well, how can I get that for $359? We got to put some down and all of that. But then you drive a BMW with that hologram speed on your windshield so you don't have to look down. That's amazing.
That's right.
I'm kind of wowed by that stuff. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com for your car place. Ben Quattrone and his award-winning team, the Honda President's Award winner. It's Honda BMW off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Hope you had a great Halloween.
Yep.
We gave it out at least 1,000 Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was giving those little ones, so again, you know, 3, 4, 5.
We had the lights off.
Why?
I don't know. We just totally passed this year.
We made a pizza.
We're watching Halloween on the TV and didn't want to.
Weren't feeling it.
Right.
Well, we were out there on the stoop, and you know, Miss Illinois was at home last night.
Oh, nice.
So a few people knew who she was and wanted pictures.
Excellent.
And so
did she dress in her
Illinois Wonder Woman? She felt kind of, you know, Grace has to wonder how she looks at all times.
I see.
And she's not supposed to take pictures with people unless she's
right.
You know. Anyway, it's just one of those deals, and she loves it, and she loves people, and she had a nice conversation, a whole bunch of cute little costumes, but we probably had 200-300 people.
Wow.
Because, you know, they come to our neighborhood, and then, you know, I don't think they're from the neighborhood, but they're, and we love it, and they're just tossing them.
We have a lot of trees. It's dark. I mean, other neighbors weren't lit up. Okay, we're out.
Hanging out. Pizza time. Anyway, hope you had a good time. Weather as it goes for this time of year is pretty good.
How about the dogs? Did they dress up?
The dogs are on the stoop and they were an attraction as people wanted to. But it's really cool. Can we pet? Yeah, sure. But they ask. It's a good idea.
Yes.
And obviously, you probably wouldn't put an angry pit bull on your stoop if it's not friendly.
That's right.
So by definition, having them out there, and they loved the attention. Then they kind of open their little tummy, so you scratch the tummy.
Uh-huh.
But we had some cool costumes, and you know, it was. It was really fun. Met a kid, young man, and his family. Told him I'd do a shout-out. I said I'd do it at 7:30 to 7:28. Josh at Melody Music.
Okay, you did remember.
Yeah, amazing. Josh from Melody Music, his wife, his two kids, they had these shark costumes on, shark sweatshirts, really cute.
Nice.
A lot of the parents dressing up with their kiddos.
That's right.
It was fun, and we just had a great night last night, and it's one of the two or three times in 30-some years we've been home for Halloween.
Because
usually all those years with the kids, walking the neighborhoods, never home. Now we're kind of on the other side of that, and I, you know, very enjoyable, very fun. All right, ESPN 93.5. I do not like Donald Trump saying enemy of the people. I do not like that. I didn't really particularly care about the fake news stuff because so much of it. And you know what it is? It's the media and the narcissism in the media. It's about me. I made this gig. I'm the White House reporter. How dare you go over my head? And then they get criticized by this guy. I've covered 5 presidents. How dare you?
Right.
I'm somebody. So I don't like enemy of the people. If for nothing else, first of all, not all media is enemy of the people.
Agreed.
There are media and a lot of them that hate Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not enemy of the people. And again, what I say is that you don't want to, when you speak, the mentally ill hear you too. And saying enemy of the people with a guy who owns an AK-47, AR-15, or whatever the heck they are, it's scary.
Yeah, he might want to take the law in his own hands.
I don't think that's a good idea, Mr. President. I don't. But on the other side of things, Bernie Sanders.
They are working to make certain that the agenda of the most racist, sexist, homophobic, bigoted president in history will go nowhere because they Democrats will control the House and the Senate.
All right, so that doesn't help me either, okay? I mean, yeah. He is not the most bigoted homophobic. He's not. That is not true. And people that hate believe it.
That's too bad.
So, Bernie, maybe you ought to dial her down, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We got the news next. Ladies and gentlemen, the sheriff, the outgoing sheriff of Champaign County is Dan Welch. Walsh, he is here in the studio. Sheriff Walsh will chat a little bit about his tenure, his excellent 16 years. Nobody has done in the history of Champaign County 4 terms as sheriff of this county.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so sure if we just, when he leaves, I think we just lock her up. Just forget the whole thing. No more law enforcement.
Okay, that's easy to deal with the sheriff's department.
Just time to say we can't do it any better.
Gone
what
fishing.
Are we going to do anymore? It's over. It's just over. Anyway, I will chat with the sheriff coming up next. It's ESPN 93.5.
Always love hearing from you at 359-2255.
Yep. Text in 359-2255 at 7:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at a rally in Florida last night again saying what he calls the left-wing fake news media are the enemy of the people. He defends using that language on the show Axios on HBO.
It was my only form of fighting back. I couldn't be here if I did that.
You won. You have the presidency.
No, but I did this before I won.
The president holds a campaign rally in Missouri this evening. The flight data recorder has been recovered from a plane that crashed off Indonesia.
3 days after the Lion Air flight went down in the Java Sea. TV footage shows divers handing the recorder to a search and rescue ship. It could help investigators discover what caused the 2-month-old Boeing plane to crash, killing all 189 people on board.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. It'll take DNA testing in a few days to identify some of the human remains from the crash. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Memphis on Main in Champaign is closing today after their lease was not renewed. Its owner said the bar was doing well financially and hopes to reopen relatively soon. Zach Sickler is the bar's managing partner. Police have identified the suspect in a North Champaign shooting. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of 20-year-old Jaylaquan Robertson of Champaign, suspected in Tuesday's non-fatal shooting, on charges of aggravated battery with a firearm. Bond has been set at $500,000. Urbana Schools Assistant Superintendent Samuel Bindum has been placed on leave for an unspecified reason, according to an email sent by Superintendent Don Owen to school staff Wednesday. Bindum has been the district's Assistant Superintendent of Learning and Instruction since 2017. Urbana school officials did not respond to requests for additional information. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
The show. Well, like you, Diane, we use our washing machine a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And dang, we're getting some water spilling out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's no good. So then you don't know. So I called Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
And Russ at Dick Van Dyke is kind of my guy for the
yeah,
era.
Yeah.
Good guy from Bement, really good guy. So he came out and I turned that sucker over and there's a little pinhole in the big tube thing underneath.
I see.
And I've never seen that in 20 years.
Is that right?
He said maybe if you hem some pants and the pin breaks and it gets in that thing, it could have poked that hole.
Uh-huh.
But he has no idea how that could have happened. Anyway, with all that's coming up, maybe you need an upgrade on your appliances. And maybe you say, I can't afford it. Well, no other place to trust like Dick Van Dyke. Family owned, they've been in business since 1977, so over 40 years of appliance experience. All they do is appliances. And they do it better than anybody else. Dick Van Dyke's the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois. They carry them all. Talking low prices, best selection. Some of their warranties are tremendous. 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit when remodeling the kitchen. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service, affordable pricing.
When you're doing your personal testimony there, you should go, wow!
Wow!
That was good.
It's located... It's just south of I-74 on Neal Street. It's online at appliance-world.com. Let's check Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. All right, your weather.
Rainy and breezy, great conditions. Today's high 48. We're at 45 now. 39 our low tonight. Temperature's not fluctuating much. We should have the rain wrap up around 1 a.m. and then partly cloudy for tomorrow with a high around 60 down to around 37. I've been seeing conflicting reports about Saturday. I'm seeing a high 58 on one report and a high 64, which I like a little better for that Illinois-Minnesota game at 2:30 kick.
What do you see about precipitation?
I'm seeing sunshine.
Okay, well then
so
I don't care.
Precipitation doesn't come until late Saturday night and into Sunday.
I'll be overdressed anyway, so it's fine, whatever.
Layer it up, Stevie.
Yep.
It's Dad's Day. Have fun. Right now the temperature's at 45 with the light rain. ESPN 93.5.
Served our county for 16 years, more than that if you count his entire career. Dan Walsh, sheriff of Champaign County, has decided not to run for that elusive fifth term. I don't think it was even close.
Has that ever been? No, it was never the thought.
Okay. No, and nobody's ever done four. Dan, nice to see you.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning.
Congratulations on a wonderful career. I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, you won four. Did you even have an opponent?
1 year I did, yes.
Okay. Because normally the sheriff's department doesn't have much. It's usually been run by the Republican Party.
Well, and as somebody one time said to me, doesn't it bother you that nobody else wants this job?
And you said, no, it actually doesn't.
Well, it did make me think a little bit. But.
Yeah. Well, it might tell you something about the nature of what you do. What makes being sheriff of Champaign County challenging?
Well, you have the personnel problems that any big organization has when you've got 150 full-time employees plus some part-time. But then you also have the issue of the jail that you have to run. And you've got people in there that have a myriad of problems, and they don't want to be there, so that's not helpful either.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the two biggest challenges. And then always there's the stuff on the street, but that's relative to the other two, that's relatively simple.
Biggest change you can talk about in 16 years?
Biggest change on the road, it would probably be technology.
Mm-hmm.
The computers are much better than they used to be. Everything is now recorded. Body cameras, squad car cameras. It adds a huge workload to the deputies, mm-hmm. but it also helps us prove up cases. Obviously, on the road, technology, DNA, things like that have advanced where we can solve more cases using science. In the jail, the biggest thing is, as I've told the board and everybody for years, our inmates have more mental health problems, and they are physically sicker, sometimes because of addiction, sometimes just because. And it amazes me that some very sick people commit very serious crimes. I don't know how they have the energy to do
mm-hmm.
it.
And yet, they probably shouldn't be in jail, but we don't have resources and other things that would probably be more appropriate.
That's true. If there had, with some of them, if there had been mental health intervention early on before they committed serious crimes, they may never go in jail. But that's what we need in the community is more mental health services.
So what do you do Wednesday morning?
Well, actually, I hopefully will be celebrating Alan's victory, but I'm actually employed for another month from today.
You have to go in?
I'm going to. I'm employed.
Well, you gotta have a smooth transition.
Well, Alan Jones has the desk if he wins. I mean, come on. I mean, where's he sitting? First of all, we all know Teresa runs everything.
Oh, yeah, she is definitely the
boss.
We
understand that.
Okay.
I've been in that role as well where you look like the boss and you have, and actually not a lot you know about what's going on. But Teresa will, because she helped us coordinate our law enforcement appreciation banquet that you were very helpful with, coming up on 2 years ago.
Yeah, and we sure thank you for that. But, yeah, Teresa says jump, and Alan and I just say how high, man.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Does advocacy, like I try and do, does it matter? Because it's a big world out there, and you guys are focused on your job. There's one little voice out here that say, I love the police and law enforcement.
Well, you're more than one little voice. You're somebody we all respect. You're somebody who influences people. And, yes, the men and women that work for the sheriff's office do appreciate what you've done, as I suspect every other person in law enforcement around here does. Your dinner was great. You on the radio every day.
So it's not overdoing it when I continue to lament about and get on elegant rants, as Joe McCullough would tell me, about how bad the treatment of police has been in the past, and we're trying to improve it by humanizing and saying you guys are good people that don't wake up trying to go get a certain type of person.
No, and your rants are elegant. I would agree with that. And, you know, when I hire people, nobody has ever said, I want the job because of the great hours, or I love to work in snow and pouring down rain. They all say, I want to serve the community.
That's
I want
it.
To help my community.
Yep. That's it. Well, we appreciate what you've done, Dan, and it's not easy going sheriff of the county because there's always something, right? I mean, even on a Saturday, a Sunday, you're always getting stuff.
The guys and gals are getting it. I got to compliment my command staff. I got to compliment all my staff. They do a great job. It's rare for me to have to get actively involved at 2 o'clock in the morning on anything, thanks to the good men and women that have worked for me. And I do want to thank all the ones that came before me because they set the tone for how the agency responds to everybody.
Okay, so a month from now, you wake up and you've got nothing on your phone. Then Christy says, where are you going today? You're going to say, coffee? I don't know.
Well, there's two things we're going to do. Christy and I want to do a lot of traveling. We're going to go to Alaska. We're going to go to Northern California, see the Redwoods. Mm. We're looking at your Rhine trip in October.
We'd love to have you. Like We'd love to have Dan and Christy on that trip. I mean, listen, you've earned it. Congratulations. I mean, it's just going to make you happy to know you did it well. You're done. You're out of this. And at some point, you need a break.
Well, thank you. I'm going to take a little break, but I'm lucky enough that my former partners have invited me back. So I'm going to be with Jeff Frederick and Jim Hagel. Doing some workers' comp, some personal injury.
A little law work, because Dan's a lawyer.
Okay.
He is a lawyer.
Huh.
So you can, but you can pick and choose what you're doing.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do on a part-time basis. So I'm moving another block and a half west on Main Street, so I'll still be on Main Street.
That's crazy. Dan Walsh, Sheriff of Champaign County, congratulations, sir. It's a pleasure and an honor, and we're just excited about what you got coming up.
Stevie, Dan, thank you, and thank all the citizens. We appreciate it.
Okay, have fun in retirement. I know you're a grandfather, too, so enjoy all of that.
Thank you, Diane.
You get to take a little of that load and give it over to the next guy. ESPN 93.5.
Random.
It's doing like Mike Mara.
You know, remember the guy on I-70? We were driving. Where in the heck were we going? We're going toward Indianapolis, but, of course, I can't remember where. And I saw that motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
He was going 105 miles
an
hour.
That's right.
With one leg up and no helmet and just one hand on the, and squad cars coming after him.
Right.
I thought I was watching a movie.
Right.
And I text the sheriff and said, hope everything's okay. And he said, wow, I'm in Oregon. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, then. Does not apply to me this moment.
Yeah, well, he was out of town, but I was going, you know what? This, 16 years as sheriff is a long time to be getting texts. 7 days a week.
That's true.
So you're a good guy. And when I first really became aware, Dan, was probably, I don't know, 18, 20 years ago. And I was doing something called the Hug Club, where I would go to nursing homes and hug people.
I remember that.
And it was, you know, again, one of those things you do maybe to make yourself feel better. I don't know what impact we had, but I think we went to every nursing home. And we hugged people. That's all we did, just kind of patted their hand and hugged them. I remember this, Champaign County. This woman, I don't think she knew where she was, but she was in bed, and I put my cheek on her cheek, and her skin shuddered like it hadn't been touched in a long time. I just felt so sad.
That human contact.
Dan Walsh showed up at Hug Club.
Aww.
In uniform to take 10 minutes to join me.
Okay.
I said, that's a guy with a heart, and it might even been before he was sheriff. I think it was. Anyway, good to have Dan Walsh in, sheriff of Champaign County. We'll see if... It's Dustin Herman or Alan Jones that takes over that desk coming up. We'll see after Tuesday. All right, 7:47, ESPN 93.5, Sports Headlines, Diane Ducey.
Well, I guess DJ Durkin is now fired after being reinstated yesterday when I was doing the sports headlines. Of course, we know that Maryland beat us 63-33 last week, but that's in our rearview mirror now. We're looking at Illinois taking on Minnesota, 2:30 kickoff, a military salute. All the festivities really start around 12:15. They hand out the flags and things like that, and the Illini walk going on, grappling at the Grove as the wrestlers do an outdoor wrestling match in Grange Grove also, and of course, it's Dad's Day, too. We have NFL action with Oakland at San Francisco. NBA action had Denver over the Bulls 108-107 in overtime. Pacers over the New York Knicks 107-101. Vancouver beat the Blackhawks 4-2. They've got Edmonton tonight. St. Louis Blues will host Vegas. We've got a deal with Jose Quintana that the Cubs will do one more year at $10.5 million. So San Francisco Giants also mourning the loss of 80-year-old Willie McCovey.
Yeah, he was really feared. I remember Big Willie in the 70s.
Right, really 59 through 80 involved in baseball.
Big stretch.
Mainly San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, he was a formidable guy. I think he wore number 44.
Because he was 6'4", they called him Stretch or Mac.
I thought he was 6'8", man. He was taller than life. He was
521
huge.
Career home runs.
Big Willie McCovey dies at the age of 80. ESPN 93.5, hey, as you prepare for year-end, consider potential tax moves. Now you have just 2 months So set some time to really think about what things you might want to donate to that'll be tax deductible. Look for opportunities to accelerate some of the deductions because, you know, if you give $500 to a church, charitable organization, that's $500 you don't have to pay on your income. It's deductible if it's a deductible cause. Now, whether you're subject to the alternative minimum tax, bump up withholding to cover a tax shortfall, maximize retirement savings, take any required distribution, weigh year-end investment moves, Busey can sit with you and go over all of these items to consider. They'll be happy to meet you, talk with you, no cost or obligation. Start your year-end planning today with the experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management, 800-67-BUSEY, or go to Busey.com. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. For over 150 years, you can trust Busey. Your dream, their promise, member FDIC. All right, it's 10 till. It is Thursday morning. It is the 1st of November, and we're truly now into make sure my furnace works time. 1-800-AIR-REPAIR, and by golly, you might find Troy Lance at Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, my friend?
We're doing well, yourself?
I'm great. Just fired up. Here we go, November, Thanksgiving, 3 weeks from today, but boy.
Isn't that something?
When you got to turn that furnace up and on, she better be working.
That's right. If not, we're here to help you feel the pain.
Okay.
We'll relieve the pain, not feel it.
You know, and you want to check, carbon monoxide, other issues, and a cracked block and things, you know, that I probably could do, but I don't want to show off because
right,
I worked
right.
with you for...
There's not enough time of the day. Yeah, correct.
3 hours.
Be sure there's not a, like the older flues that our metal pipe going to a chimney, sometimes they can get condensation and over time rust out in the bottom and you might not be able to see it. We can check for that. Again, cracked heat exchangers. And just really tune it up, clean it up, and get it back as close to factory specs as possible. And, you know, it'll run more efficient. Hopefully we can catch premature breakdowns before they happen. We can look at the specs, say, look, this here's in spec. This here's starting to go out of spec. Do you want to change it now or do you want to take a chance? And give you all the options to, and of course, change a filter, which who does that, right?
Now, I'm telling you, I think I've saved more over the years with my energy bill because things are pumping properly. It's all working well and efficient. But I had a $950 furnace bill once. $950. My house was big, but now it's like $380.
Whoa.
That's awesome. You're welcome, by the way.
Well, you guys, you pulled
Take
my
Troy out to lunch.
I didn't know I had a filter, Troy.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a filter, and it was cardboard, and there was no breathing.
Exactly.
And then after they laughed heartily on my expense, they changed it.
Yep.
I didn't know. It's kind of like changing the oil in your car when you...
Right.
So that's what I would say to do. So.
And some people think that, you know, we have to check it before we turn it on. But as long as you have it checked once a season regularly, that's the main thing. It doesn't have to be done in September before you turn it on. We get as many of those as possible.
Gotcha. Yep.
But, yeah, we're working with it.
How do they find you, my friend?
1-800. Well, I can't even talk. 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or LandsInc.com.
All right. Listen, Lifeline Connect is coming up, baby.
That's right. We're about ready for trusses.
Yep.
We're framing.
I mean, it's amazing. It's beautiful.
We got some pictures yesterday from Brenda.
Did I hear capacity? I mean, you guys got 24 beds filled?
We're not there yet. We could if we wanted to. We got to ramp it up slowly when it's ready.
Good idea.
Be sure that the staff is capable of handling the additional beds. So we're not going to go to 24 overnight, but we're going to ramp it up. We could have 240 if we wanted to, unfortunately.
And that's unfortunate. But, Troy, thank you for all your work with that, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Troy Lance, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Please remove all laptops and
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin. Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Campaign.com.
Well, Health and Human Services Cabinet Secretary Alex Azar will be on with me next hour, as will Pastor David Johnson about the Living Flag. Have you heard about this? You'll want to go saluting the armed forces. It's pretty awesome. 14th annual Living Flag in Muhammad. We'll tell you about it. It's supposed to be spectacular, and you can go. If you don't know much about flu season, let Betsy and Brad Parks at CMI Janitorial Supplies, locally owned and operated, almost 50 years combined experience, so many smart people. They've got this gizmo checkmate system, electrostatic sprayer. Just kind of spray down your stuff at work. Bam! See a flu bug go by. They'll enable a quick and effective application, fully charged droplets, hit the surface, create an equal spread. Why don't you ask about it? Checkmate. That's what you say. 359-6262, cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com. Again, Josh from Melody Music and his family came by my house, got some Tootsie Rolls. Thank you for listening, my friend. It was good meeting your beautiful family. Had lots of trick-or-treaters last night. It was really a nice night for that. And now we're into November, and we fall back on the clocks. Don't forget, on Saturday night, it's 45 today. 45, that's about it. We got rain, dark. But fall back on the clock. Things look a little brighter in the morning, but it'll get dark at 5. So there's that. And 3 weeks from 3 weeks from today's Thanksgiving, something else to think about. Fox is next, ESPN 93.5.
This is Dan Walsh. As my time as county sheriff is coming to an end, I know it's time to pass the torch on to a new generation. That is why I hope you will join me in supporting Alan Jones to be our next sheriff on November 6th. The sheriff is responsible for...